Joe Biden forgets word for coronavirus, loses train of thought. By Kyle Olson on May 2, 2020. Democrat presidential frontrunner Joe Biden again stumbled through a television interview that aired Saturday. At one moment, Biden struggled to remember the name of coronavirus during the recorded Politics Nation appearance. Everyone who, in fact, gets, is found to have the COVID, 19 virus, he told host Al Sharpton. Another time, Biden awkwardly lost his train of thought. Look, if we hadn't had the circumstances that occurred last election, we'd have a woman president now, he said. I'd be out campaigning for the re-election of Hillary Clinton. In another instance, Biden attacked Trump, but couldn't remember where he allegedly got his information. His cognitive missteps seemed to come and go, and it could have been because he was, the Trump campaign claimed, reading some answers. The economic recovery has to be just and equitable, he said, and we know the black communities are likelier to bear a heavier economic burden in the crisis. He continued at an unusually fluid, rapid pace. Black workers disproportionately work in low-wage jobs, face-to-face services, hospitality, leisure industry, which are taken an especially big hit. We need federal leadership to make sure that this recovery benefits everybody, especially those who have been left behind in the past. Any jurisdiction that receives stimulus funding should be required to track and release the data on potential racial disparities. And the Treasury and Small Business Administration should track lending to make sure minority business owners who are faced with too many barriers to credit to begin with, and capital, for far too long get treated justly. Earlier in the day, Biden committed other blunders during an appearance on Morning Joe, including claiming 600,000 Americans have died from coronavirus. Kyle Olson is a reporter for Breitbart News. He is also the host of The Kyle Olson Show, found on Michigan radio stations on weekends. Follow him on Twitter and like him on Facebook.